I'm Paul Foster for Public Radio WNCW. It's time now for the Friday feature interview of the week. With me is special guest, president of the North Carolina Community College System, Peter Hans, the ninth overall president of the college system and its history. And so good to have you with us at WNCW.
Oh, thank you for having me here, Paul.
What actually brought you to Western North Carolina and Isothermal Community College today?
I am making my way around all 58 community colleges across the state. This is number 36 on the list. Number 37 be Cleveland Community College this afternoon. What a wonderful experience. We have so much to be proud of. I'm enjoying it, learning from it. Just a wonderful leadership opportunity to serve in this role.
You actually have not been on the job too very long.
Almost 8 months.
8 months,
that's
okay.
Right.
I was thinking that it went back to the beginning of May. What was your past experience like? In other words, what helped enable you to get to where you are today?
Sure. I spent time as senior policy advisor, three members of the United States Senate from North Carolina, served on the State Board of Community Colleges, served on the University System Board of Governors, including a time as chair of that board, in addition to working at one of the state's largest law firms, advising UNC System President Margaret Spellings. And when the opportunity came to help lead our state's community colleges, I jumped at that chance.
Mentioned that it's been 8 months now. What would you say is something that our community college system of North Carolina is doing well? And what would you say is an area that you would certainly like to see continued improvement?
My goal is to expand as many educational opportunities to as many North Carolinians as possible. And Isothermal here in Rutherford and Polk counties is a great example of doing that successfully. Under Governor Walter Dalton's leadership, he and his team and the very committed faculty and staff here at Isothermal, they've embraced innovation in a number of ways that are remarkable to me, very focused on student success, community engagement, workforce development. I think they're a great reflection of what community colleges already do in North Carolina, but can do more of, because community colleges are really at the center of where I believe education is going. Everything we know about the changes in technology, the economy, society, suggests that education in the future is likely to be shorter in duration and more regularly occurring throughout our lives. That's community colleges, and that's why we need to continue to invest in our community colleges.
When you hear something like what's developed here for Isothermal in recent years, the Equestrian Center, for instance, in nearby Polk County, Tryon, North Carolina, teaming up with them, doing more in the hospitality industry, equestrian and so forth, is that something you'd like to see, that partnership between business, industry, and a community college?
Oh, very much so. Our most successful colleges fit the needs of the community, and of course, the equestrian industry existed here before, but now with the growth in Tryon, it has exploded, and the opportunities for the future are so significant. And related agribusiness opportunities, that's the best way to look at this. This is the community's college, and those colleges that are most responsive to the local needs will be most successful. Isothermal is a great example of that.
Our guest on WNCW is the president of the North Carolina Community College System, Peter Hans, with us as we continue our conversation. I read something about you growing up in two great locations in North Carolina, one on the coast being Southport, the other almost all the way across the other side here near us, Hendersonville. How did you pull off such a fortunate thing?
Well, I needed to be close to my parents at the time. But yes, what a wonderful upbringing in Southport, down on the coast, Brunswick County. Now, you'll appreciate this, Paul. I say Hendersonville is really a little crossroads called Horseshoe that's about halfway between Hendersonville and Brevard. But more people would know Hendersonville than they would Horseshoe, of course. In fact, I joked the other day, someone asked, where is Horseshoe? And I said, well, it's just outside of Etowah. Now, folks here, my friends and family and neighbors in the foothills and the mountains know what I'm talking about. But for people in the Piedmont and down east, I say Hendersonville.
Yeah. Looking ahead to 2019, what are some of the goals and things that the community college system will be trying to achieve?
Well, be very focused on the upcoming legislative session, because the vast majority of our funds come from the taxpayers of North Carolina, and I believe we produce a great bang for the buck. We have 700,000 students statewide, and in a state of 10 million people, that means 7% of North Carolina's population is somehow, some way, right now enrolled in a community college, whether it's a traditional two-year academic program, whether it's short-term workforce training, whether it's basic skills, customized job training, you name it. The community colleges offer so many opportunities. And yet, in order for us to remain accessible and affordable and flexible and of high quality, we need that investment, support from the public, support from the business community, to be responsive to those local needs we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Peter, it seems like so often in this day and time, many of our graduates in the community college system seem to go on and find some really good jobs and some very nice salaries to begin with. But of course, in the big picture, taking this on to a four-year college and even going on beyond that, if you'd like to, that's what we're trying to do here.
Well, that's right. There are multiple paths to success. I think maybe for too long we've been focused exclusively on you need a four-year degree or bust. And that is a great pathway for me and many others. That has been absolutely the right choice. But for many others, that may not be their choice, or it may not be their choice at this point in their life, whether they're traditional student age that we think of 18 to 22, or whether they're an adult learner. I think everything that we know about all the changes occurring around us suggests that education is going to be shorter in duration and more regularly occurring, lifelong learning. That's community colleges. And so there are pathways to a four-year degree through a community college that are very affordable and that increase your chances of degree completion. We've seen those who transfer to a four-year institution after earning an associate's degree at community college graduate at a higher rate than those who start at a four-year institution to begin with. And that's a pretty remarkable track record for community colleges.
Yeah,
great. And they save tens of thousands of dollars along the way.
There you go. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Continued success.
Likewise.
Thank you
very much.
Right. The president of the North Carolina Community College System, Peter Hans, with us on WNCW.